with this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, April 26th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Before we get into this sportscast, want to thank all of you listeners and coaches and players for some outstanding notes to me over the last couple of weeks. In case you didn't know, my wife and I just welcomed our first son into the world over the last 2 weeks or so. So I was spending some time at home with my wife and our new son as we welcome him into the world. But now we are able to get back into some sports news and notes. And yesterday was a busy day around Plymouth County. We have tennis scores, soccer scores, track and field results from three meets, and we also have some golf scores. Let's go to the links first and start with War Eagle Conference girls golf dual action. Starting in the matchup with Galen Catholic, the Jays took down Harris Lake Park 214-243, and it was Jaden Barthel who took medalist honors home, shooting a 47. Akron Westfield defeating Unity Christian 209-222. Laney Shootneck of Akron Westfield shot a 47 to earn medalist honors. Hinton defeated Remsen St. Mary's yesterday 211-218. Ashlyn Kramer takes home her 8th medalist honor of the season. She's only a freshman, by the way. Shot a 51. It was a 3-way tie for the top spot. MMCRU defeated West Sioux 225-306. Cassie Weidler of MMCRU shot a 52 to earn medalist honors. And then South O'Brien won a non-conference duel. They took down Sioux Central 215-222. In Western Valley Conference golf, it was Ridgeview with a first place finish in their meet in Kingsley with a 208. Kingsley Pearson, just one stroke off the top spot. They finished second with a 209, and MVAOCOU was third with a 211. Tight top three there in Kingsley yesterday. To the boys golf scoreboard in War Eagle Conference boys golf, Galen Catholic remains unbeaten. They defeated Harris Lake Park 165-180, and it was a good day to be a Barthel. Dawson Barthel earned medalist honors for the Galen boys, shot a 37. Unity Christian narrowly beat Akron Westfield, one stroke difference, 169-170. However, Carter Wilkin of Akron Westfield took home the medalist role. He shot a 39. Hinton defeated Remsen St. Mary's 169-182. Garrett Moran shot a 41 to earn medalist honors. MMCRU, a winner over West Sioux yesterday, 181-188. And South O'Brien, 172-206 winners over Sioux Central. Now to track and field, and it was a busy day yesterday, setting out to Cherokee first, where the Lamars girls took third place in the Cherokee Tomahawk girls relays with a 113 point total. They finished third to Spencer and second in MOC Floyd Valley, who ran away with the meet, 215.5 points in that top class. Some of the individual highlights for the Lamars girls: the shuttle hurdle team taking second place, 109.69 their time. Distance medley, first place for Holly McNaughton, Ariana Westhoff, Sienna Cass, and Mackenzie DeRocher, a 431.92 time for them. 400 meter dash, Maya Hogreave took second place. The 4x2 taking a second place finish with a 150.16 time. 800 meter run, Sienna Cass, top spot, 233.81 for the champ there. 4x400 meter relay, a dominant showing for Sienna Cass, Claire Beadle-Spocker, Maddie Holes, and Maya Hogreave. They ran a 4:11.44. That was 14 seconds better than second place. And finally, in the high jump, Maya Hogreave having herself a great day. She took home the top spot, best jump. 4 feet, 8 inches. Then we head to Lawton, where the Lawton Bronson Eagle co-ed relays took place. And that's where Hinton, Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central, and Galen Catholic were all in action. We'll first take a look at some of the individual results. Got a lot of these to get through. Starting in the girls' 3,000-meter run, Rachel Putz of KPWC took second place. Freshman translating her great cross-country season onto the track. In the boys' 3,200-meter run, Galen Catholic's Bayla Bornhoff took home third place honors. Girls' 4x8, Hinton taking the top spot with Gabby Friesen, Ava Lang, Cadence Peters, and Casey Allen. They won by 41 seconds in a dominant showing. Boys' 4x800-meter relay of Teal, Harbinaugh, Scheidler, and Augustine took second. Girls' shuttle hurdle from KPWC earning second place. The boys' shuttle hurdle from Hinton taking the third spot. spot. Saw Plymouth County top two in the boys' 100-meter dash in Lawton yesterday. Keaton Bonderson, Galen Catholic with 11:29, taking first place. Daniel Blackwell of Hinton taking second with 11:52 his time. Girls' distance medley, KPWC taking the third spot there. Girls' 400-meter dash, Cadence Peters of Hinton was third. In the boys' 400-meter, Chance Carlson, Galen Catholic was second. Girls' 4x2, Hinton's squad of Riley Faith, Casey Allen, Ava Lang, and Ashlyn Kovarna taking the top spot. KPWC second. Boys 4x2, KPWC with a second place finish. In the girls 100-meter hurdles, another top two finish for Plymouth County. Bailey Bouvie of Hinton with a first place finish, 16.43 seconds. Nice distance over Avery Schrader of KPWC, finished second in 17.07. Boys 110-meter hurdles, top three all from Plymouth County. Bo Goodwin taking the top spot for Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central, 15.82 his time. Cole McCarty, Galen Catholic, was second, and Garrett Stahl of Hinton was third. 800-meter run on the girls' side, Gabby Friesen of Hinton claims the top spot with a 2:32.23. Ryan Augustine of Galen was second in the boys' 800-meter run. Girls' 200-meter dash, Ashlyn Kovarna of Hinton taking the top spot, 27.69 seconds. McKenna Bowman of KPWC third. Boys 200-meter dash, of course, Keaton Bonderson, top spot there, 22.72 seconds for Galen Catholic. 400-meter hurdles, Bailey Bouvie of Hinton taking the top spot, 1:10.09. Future Briarcliff Charger, Sophie Rudin of Galen Catholic taking the second spot. Girls 1,500-meter run, Rachel Putz of KPWC was third. 4x100, girls squad for KPWC took second. The boys squad for Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central was third. Girls 4x4, Hinton squad of Gabby Friesen, Riley Faith, Ashlyn Kovarna, and Casey Allen take the top spot. Galen Catholic's boys take second place. In the girls' long jump, it was Bailey Bouvie of Hinton winning it with a time of 15 feet 11 inches. Caitlin Fetterman of KPWC took third place. Boys' high jump, Bo Goodwin of Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central was second. In the girls' shot put, Lauren Kunkel of Hinton sets a new school record, 40 feet 3 and a half inches to win the shot. Maya Whitehead of Galen Catholic in the third spot. Boys long jump, Bo DeRosier of Hinton, first place finish for him. Girls high jump, Bailey Bouvie of Hinton in the top spot there. Boys shot put, Garrett Divis of Hinton in the second place. And in the girls discus, Allie Schweitzberger takes a top spot for Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central, a throw of 127 feet 8 inches, and Lauren Kunkel was second. To the team standings, the Hinton girls take home the title with 127 points in Lawton. It was Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central in second with 100 points. Lawton Bronson took third. Galen Catholic took eighth with 19 points. On the boys' side, the Galen Catholic boys took home the title, 97 points. Bishop Heelan and Sergeant Bluff Luton tied for second. Hinton squad sixth with 54 points, and Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central seventh with 36 points. And now out to Lyon County, the West Lyon Co-Ed Invitational, Akron Westfield in attendance. Some highlights there in the boys' discus. Ian Blau, first place, 147 feet 4 inches. Jacob Myers won the boys' long jump, a jump of 20 feet 7 and 3 quarters inches. And in the shot, Ian Blau decided to win both throwing events for Akron Westfield, 51 feet 7 inches in the boys' shot. Going to the boys 4x800 relay, AW's squad taking home the third spot. 400-meter dash, Guat Moreau was second for Akron Westfield, 55.62 seconds. The girls' 200-meter dash, top finish all throughout the day for Akron Westfield girls was Lauren Sadoff. She finished second, 28.39 seconds in the 200. And in the boys' 200, Jacob Myers taking the second spot, 24.48 seconds. Finally, in the boys' 1,600-meter run, Cale Morrow, state champion in wrestling. Also pretty good long distance runner. Third place finish, 520.16 seconds. The team totals, Akron Westfield's girls took fifth. West Lyon won the girls' title with 197 points. And on the boys' side, West Lyon also taking the title with 130 points. They sweep their home track meet. The Akron Westfield boys took fourth with 86 points. We've got links to individual results from all three of the meets we've mentioned. If you want to see any other of those events that we did not mention, or you want to see some detailed results, we've got those on our website at KLEM1410.com. So we keep things moving on our KLEM sports scores and results page. We go to tennis action yesterday in the Missouri River Activities Conference. Girls tennis saw the Lamar's girls take another tough loss to Sergeant Bluff Luton, a 6-3 win for the Warriors. Bishop Heelan defeated Dennis and Schleswig 7-2. In boys tennis, Lamar's boys took just their second loss of the season, and it was a tight one to Spirit Lake Okoboji on the road, 5-4 win for the Indians. The Bulldogs and the Indians split their singles matches with wins from Evan Pratt and Michael Meese highlighting things there, 10-2 and 10-4. And then the Bulldogs could only get one doubles win. It was the doubles that decided that match. It was Evan Pratt and Michael Meese winning their doubles 10-6. And so, unfortunately, Spirit Lake Okoboji taking two of the three doubles to win the match, 5-4. Other boys' tennis action in the MRAC, it was Bishop Heland sweeping Sioux City West 9-0, and Sioux City East defeated Sergeant Bluff Luton 5-4. To some soccer action yesterday in the MRAC and girls soccer. Sioux City West rolled over Lamar's 10-1. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln over TJ 2-0. 15th ranked Sioux City East took down Sioux City North 1-0. 7th ranked Bishop Heland, they rolled over Sergeant Bluff Luton last night 8-0. Finally, in boys soccer, it was 10th ranked Sioux City West narrowly getting over the Bulldogs 2-1. Lamar's taking the loss there. Sioux City North over Sioux City East 3-1. It was top ranked Bishop Heland over Sergeant Bluff Luton 2-0. And Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, they took it to Council Bluffs TJ 8-0. As always, all these scores are on our website. That's KLAM1410.com. Under the sports tab in the drop down menu, click on sports scores and results. Normally on Wednesdays, we don't have a whole lot on the sports schedule for you, and we don't have a lot, but we do have something on the sports schedule for you today. That's the CYO Golf Tournament taking place in Fort Dodge later today, the Lakeside Municipal Golf Course in Fort Dodge. And of course, that features Galen Catholic and Remsen St. Mary's. Best of luck to the girls and boys golf teams for the Jays and the Hawks as they compete in a nice CYO tournament in Fort Dodge today. For more sports news, check out KLAM1410.com or make sure you follow us on our Twitter page as well. We are at KLAM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.